It's been a warm winter, but there still have been spots in Connecticut and southern New England where the forest stayed cold enough for a sport called ice climbing. For better or worse, Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill grabbed some rope and ice picks and filed this report.
Paige Cox and I can relate. When it comes to climbing ice, we're both freaked out.
It's water. It melts. I'm terrified.
Cox started rock climbing about a decade ago and is the vice president of the Ragged Mountain Foundation based in Southington. For me, this is my first time going up anything that isn't stairs or a ladder or a hill. But the defiant spirit of climbers has always appealed to me. So I met up with some, Cox and Matt Conroy. He's general manager of a climbing gym in Fairfield and our guide today. He gets us geared up.
Helmet, harness, belay and rappel set up. Ice tools for climbing the ice. We are going to have ice climbing boots on, which are rigid and waterproof.
Also lots of rope. We toss it over our packs and head out.
Let's go for a walk.
We're in northern Connecticut, but I'm not saying where. Climbers worry that if word gets out too far about the good spots, they'll get overrun and lose all their ice. Today, our approach is tough, an uphill zigzag around rocks and fallen trees. As we walk, the sounds of civilization fade, and reality transforms into a vision Paige Cox pulls from fantasy.
Have you ever seen Lord of the Rings? So it's very big boulders, and it's kind of cool because all the rocks look like they've just had a layer of ice just kind of put over it, and it's just dripping all around all sides of the rocks. So it looks really almost prehistoric.
We still have a big climb ahead of us, about 200 feet of hillside, over boulders that could fill up a studio apartment. To our shoes, we attach things called crampons.
Bing, that's a good sound.
Crampons give you traction, 10 spikes on the bottom for walking, and 2 pointed forward for jamming into and stepping up those big icy rocks. Conroy shows us how.
You want to drop your heel more than you think you need to, and that's going to engage those front points. And it will sound like that.
We'll also use ropes. I get tied in, and I need my hands, so for a few minutes, I turn off the mic. It's a good thing, otherwise you'd hear me whimpering. The climb is painful, I slip, I bang my knees, the muscles in my arms burn, but slowly I make my way to the top. Sort of.
Well, we're at the top of the first pitch.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's the first rope length of climbing. There's more. Don't you worry.
Conroy tosses my rope down to Cox. It's her turn to climb.
All right, Paige, you're on belay. You may climb when ready.
Cox moves quickly. Before we know it, she's hanging with her ice picks just a few feet below us. Conroy gives her some options for where to stick the tools.
Yeah, get one right there.
That was good. Oops.
Your tool does not need to be in very deep to be effective.
That's a good one.
But when you're newer, you do tend to have a habit of lifting up the handle as you move up, which will dislodge the tool if it's anywhere other than like the deepest stick.
A few more, and she's there.
I did it!
How do you feel?
Oh, I feel actually really awesome and like I was afraid for no reason.
But I'm still afraid. Ahead of us is the final climb. It's a wall of ice, about 20 to 30 feet high. Conroy takes his ice picks and begins to stick them into the frozen wall.
Oh, that's a good sound.
As he climbs, lumps of ice spout water like holes in a barrel.
Oh, you're getting soaked, man.
But Conroy quickly makes it up, and now I'm next.
You ready to get tied in?
I think so.
There's water everywhere. I stash my mic, shuffle to the wall, and climb. It felt like it took 3 hours to move a few feet. To be honest, it was a complete disaster. I stopped halfway up when I ran into a problem.
What did you say it was my first epic?
Your first epic. Like, an epic is just when, like, things go wrong.
Like, say, a rookie climber who doesn't tie his shoes right.
The thing that went wrong is your boot came off and filled with water. You know, it's a thing that happens. Like, it's fun to have fun
stories. Is it? Does it ever happen?
Well, sorry, no. I mean, that's, as far, I've never...
Have you ever seen that before?
I've never seen that happen before. I'll be honest.
This is why hiking with experienced climbers matters. After the boot flew off, Cox lent me some dry socks from her pack. And collectively, we all decided to bail. It was getting dark, and Conroy says there wasn't any reason to push it.
I think we're all pretty close to the edge at all times. You just don't always realize it. You know, we start to layer in things like ice climbing and being wet. And you need to bring the edge a little closer. And it's not a question of, you know, the extreme sport. It's a question of, I want to climb this ice, but I want to do it in a manner that, you know, allows me to go home again.
In my case, bruised and with frozen pants. But safe, feeling accomplished, and like maybe I'll try it again without my radio gear. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.